You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let's open up the words of God in the book of Galatians, chapter 1.
我们今天要读第六节到第十节。
Today we're going to read from verses 6 to 10.
好，我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
爱我们的天父，我们实在感谢你。
Our heavenly Father who loves us, we truly thank you.
我们能够有福气坐在你的脚前。
That we are so blessed to be able to be seated in front of you.
可以享受爱的宴席。
That we may enjoy the feast of love.
能够再一次温习你对我们的恩典。
That once again we may be able to reveal your grace to us.
我们真感谢你。
We truly thank you.
我们也求你把你自己的话向我们解开。
We also beseech that you open up your own words to us.
让我们能够从你话语的光中得着智慧。
So that we may gain wisdom from the light of your words.
我们一同等候你。
We wait upon you together.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们大概都知道，保罗在他第一次旅行布道的时候。
We probably all know Paul during his first missionary trip.
他到了加拉太省。
He arrived at the province of Galatia.
就是现在土耳其的东部。
And that is actually on the eastern side of the modern day Turkey.
那个时候他跟巴拿巴一起同工。
Together, he was co-working with Barnabas at the time.
他们在那里传福音。
They were spreading the word of gospel at the time.
建立教会。
To building up the church.
你如果对那段故事不熟悉。
If you're not familiar with that part of the story,
你可以去看《使徒行传》十三章到十四章。
You can read the book of Acts from chapter 13 to chapter 14.
所以对着保罗而言
，So therefore to Paul，
在加拉太省的这一些弟兄姐妹
，In the province of Galatia, these brothers and sisters，
他们好像是保罗自己的孩子一样。
They are like Paul's own children.
如果你有经验
If you have the experience
蒙神祝福
That you're blessed by God
神借着你帮助别人能够信主能够成长
God through you helps other people so that they may grow and be wise
你就会跟那个人中间有一种特别的情感
You will have a special feeling towards this person
因为好像他就是你自己孩子一样。
Because it would seem like he is your own child.
可是我们很稀奇。
However, we are amazed.
保罗在写加拉太书的时候
，Paul, when he was writing the book of Galatians,
我们并没有很快的就看到那种亲密的情感。
We didn't really enter into the situation where we can see that they have very intimate emotions.
我们发现保罗好像很不开心。
We discover that Paul seemingly is very unhappy.
不开心到一个地步。
He's so unhappy to an extent.
他完全违反了当时写信的规矩。
He totally went against the regulations of the letter writing in those days.
因为在罗马那个时代。
Because in those days, in the world of Rome,
写信是有规矩的。
There are regulations and styles to writing letters.
你一开始一定要先有一段问候的话。
You have to start the letter with some words of greetings.
然后要有一些感谢的话。
And some words of thanksgiving.
然后有一些鼓励的话。
And some words of encouragement.
然后你才可以进入你要讲的正题。
Then you should be able to enter into the proper theme of what you want to say.
这是为什么我们看保罗其他的书信
That is why when we read the other epistles of Paul's
罗马书也好
Whether it's the book of Romans
哥林多的书信也好
Book of Corinthians
以弗所哥罗西也好
Ephesians, Colossians
你发现它都是按照这个格式的
You discover that they all go according to this style
可是在这里
However here
你会发现保罗好像蛮不礼貌的。
And you discover that Paul seemingly is very impolite.
非常严厉地指责他们。
He's very severe in rebuking them.
我们是不懂原文。
We don't understand the original text.
所以我们不太能够读出那个语气。
So therefore, we're not able to really read or appreciate the tone of his letter.
譬如说在第六节。
For example, in verse 6.
他说我稀奇。
He said, I'm astonished.
这个我稀奇啊。
When he says, I'm astonished.
其实他是说我震惊啊。
He said, it's actually he's saying that I'm totally shocked.
我是万万也想不到啊。
I could never imagine.
然后到了第八节。
And then when it comes to verse 8.
还有第九节。
And verse 9.
两次他都说。
Twice he had said.
那些传不是福音的福音的人是要受咒诅的。
Those who preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you should be eternally condemned.
然后如果你读到第三节。
And if you read to verse 3.
他居然说无知的加拿太人啊。
He is actually saying you ignorant Galatians.
你知道这个中文翻作无知的加拉太人呢、啊、
When Chinese translation is translating it into the ignorant Galatians,
是很客气的。
It's actually being very courteous already.
如果我们今天用英文直截了当的翻译、啊、
If we use English today to directly translate it,
You fool!
He's saying, you fool!
你个蠢蛋
You're really foolish.
第四章
And in verse chapter 4,
保罗几乎绝望的
as if almost hopeless, Paul,
在十一节他说我为你们害怕呀
He, in verse 11, he says, I have now become fearful for you.
所以你可以知道说保罗在写加拉太书的时候他绝对不是心平气和写的
So that we will know that Paul, when he's writing the book of Galatians, he was not writing with a very peaceful and calm mind.
他非常的激烈
He was very severe.
也许有人就问了
Maybe someone will ask,
保罗怎么可以这么没有爱心啊
How can Paul be so lack of love?
缺乏温柔啊
Lack of gentleness.
你要记得
You must remember.
保罗不是因为加拿太的众教会接受了一些跟他看法不同的教导而愤怒。
Paul was not angry because all these churches in Galatia were accepting some different teaching from his own.
他愤怒也不是因为有人说他坏话。
He's angry not because some people are saying some bad words about him.
更不是因为有人不喜欢他。
All the more is not because someone does not like him.
我们常常会为这些事不高兴，对吧
？Constantly will be unhappy over things like that, right?
但不是保罗。
Not Paul, though.
保罗如此的急迫，是因为有人传扬了一个被改变的福音。
Paul is feeling so.Urgent is because someone has been spreading a gospel that has been changed.
而且加拿太的弟兄姐妹居然接受。
And actually, the brothers and sisters in Galatia actually accepted them.
保罗知道。
Paul knows.
这一个被改变的福音。
This gospel that has been changed.
好像病毒一样。
It's like virus.
可以完全摧毁弟兄姐妹的信心。
It can totally destroy the confidence and faith of brothers and sisters.
保罗的言语是如此的强烈
Paul's words here are so strong
态度是如此的急迫
His attitude is so urgent
因为这关系到他属灵孩子们的永恒安全
Because this is relevant to eternal safety of his children spiritual children
如果今天我们中间做父母的人
If today we as parents
你把你的小孩请交给一个帮你管小孩的人
You hand over your children to some babysitters or someone who's looking after them.
然后你特别跟他说清楚
And you specially tell them clearly.
在睡觉之前
Before he goes to bed.
要给孩子一杯温的牛奶
You must give the children a cup of hot milk.
可是有一天你发现
One day you discover.
那个人 不是给你小孩一杯温牛奶。
That person did not give your children warm milk.
他给你温牛奶里面加了很多巧克力。
And he added a lot of chocolate into the warm milk.
请问做妈妈的那个时候会不会有反应？
So let me ask you, as mothers, would you have reactions to that?
已经会有很不高兴的反应了，对不对？
You would have very unhappy reactions to that, right?
那如果他给你的孩子是一杯冰牛奶呢？
But what if he gives your children an ice glass of ice milk?
你想这个妈妈会怎么样？
What do you think the mother will say?
就更不高兴了，对不
对？ All the more unhappy would she be, right?
你这个时候，
At this time, you,
你再想一想，
Think about it a little bit more.
如果你发现，
If you discover that,
他给你的孩子那杯牛奶，
That the glass of milk that he gives to your child,
加了毒品。
He actually added poison to it.
这个时候你会怎么样？
What would you do at this time?
就不是不高兴了。
So it will not only be unhappy about it.
你会愤怒。
You'll be angry.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
这个时候不要跟这个妈妈说。
At this time, don't try to say to this mother.
要温柔啊
！Be gentle.
要有包容啊
！You be tolerant.
听懂了没有
？Do you understand?
保罗发现他属灵的孩子。
Paul discovered that his spiritual children.
生命受到威胁的时候。
When their lives are being threatened.
他的反应。
His reactions.
就跟一个肉身的妈妈看她肉身的 baby 生命受到威胁是同样的急迫。
So it would be the same way as a physical mother to when his physical children are being threatened in their lives, they would be as urgent.
这就是为什么到第六节保罗什么礼貌都没有了。
That is why when we come to verse 6, Paul is no longer worried about his politeness.
他直截了当的就说
He directly said,
我怎么也没有想到你们会这么快。
And I'm so astonished that you're so quickly.
这让我想到我这些年在教会的服事。
This reminds me of my services in the church for all these past years.
有不少做父母的人。
Many parents.
他们家的乖宝宝。
They're very obedient baby at home.
从小在教会长大
，raised up in church since when they were small.
主日学长大
，Sun they grew up in Sunday school.
在家又会背圣经
，they're able to memorize the Bible at home. They can pray.
哎呀，乖的不行了
，so obedient, so good.
还参加了我们的 youth group.
He also joined our youth group.
还去短宣
，and go short-term mission.
哎呀，觉得好的不得了哦
，so good.
去了大学。
When once they go into university,
突然发现
suddenly discover that
这个孩子不聚会了
this child no longer goes to gathering,
不读圣经了
no longer reads the Bible,
只有快死的时候才知道要祷告
only when he's just so almost dying that he knows how to pray.
这些父母
these parents
都是流着眼泪
they all come with tears,
问我怎么办
And ask me what to do.
我很了解他们里面的痛苦。
I can truly understand their sorrow inside.
他们里面的焦急。
Their urgency inside.
这个痛苦和焦急。
And this anxiousness and the sorrow.
正是保罗的痛苦和焦急。
Actually, are the sorrow and anxiousness of Paul.
之所以会有这么强烈的情感。
The reason that he has such strong emotions.
是因为爱非常的强烈。
Because it's because his love is so strong.
你知道不爱就不会在乎。
Because when you don't love, you don't care.
听懂吗
？Do you understand?
今天有人会在乎你，会管你，为什么
？Today that someone will care about you and they will try to discipline you. Do you know why?
因为爱你。
Because he loves you.
不爱你，谁管你
？If they don't love you, they don't even care about you.
保罗写加拉太书
Paul, when he was writing the book of Galatians,
主要的目的
his main purpose
就是帮助他属灵的孩子
is to help his spiritual children
清楚地知道什么是福音
to clearly understand what is gospel
并且可以抵挡其他的谎言
and also to be able to resist the other lies.
保罗说我稀奇你们这么快离开
Paul said, I'm astonished that you're so quickly deserting.
离开这个字英文有好多不同的翻译
The word departing or deserting in English translation has many different versions
原文的意思里面
In the original text meaning
有一个意思是叫做 turning 转弯了
There is one of the meanings is that turning
是说一个人改变了他效忠的对象
And that is to say a person has turned away from the object of his faithfulness.
曾经有一个人
Once there was a person.
他是 Hillary 的 fan, 粉丝、啊、
He's the fan of Hillary.
为他花钱啊
Spend money on her.
到处挺他
And supporting her everywhere.
你想想看
Think about it.
他花了几年的时间在这个人身上。
He spent a few years on this person.
如果他的朋友
If his friends
有一天在 Facebook 上面
One day in the Facebook
发现他现在是川普的迷
And discover he's now a fan of Trump.
要不要大吃一惊啊
Would he be astonished?
这个就叫做离开。
This is called leaving or departing.
改变了效忠的对象。
He's changed the object of his faithfulness, loyalty.
这一个事情。
And this issue.
为什么这么可怕呢
？Why is it so horrible?
为什么保罗这么紧张呢
？Why is Paul so feeling so anxious about it?
你注意。
Please pay attention.
保罗没有说。
Paul did not say,
我很惊讶你们这么快就离弃了福音的真理。
I am so astonished that you're so quickly deserting the truth of the gospel.
他如果这样说是对的。
If he said it this way, he would be correct.
但是他没有这样说。
But he didn't say it this way.
他也没有说。
He didn't say,
你们怎么这么快就改变了对福音的认识
How are you so quickly deserting your knowledge of the gospel?
他怎么说的
How did he say it?
他说你们这么快就离开那一位借着基督之恩招你们的。
He's saying that you're so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ.
那一位。
That one, the one who called.
就是神的自己。
That is God himself.
所以保罗在这里说什么
Therefore, what is Paul saying here?
当一个人离开了真理的时候
When a person departs from the truth
他其实是离开了神的自己
He's actually departing from God himself
我信主已经超过了半个世纪
I have believed in the Lord for more than half a century
我还没有看过一个人
I have never still seen anyone
离开了真理
After he departs from the truth,
还可以跟耶稣有亲密的关系。
That he can still have an intimate relationship with Jesus.
我们不可能。
It's not possible for us.
把真理跟神分开。
To separate the truth and God himself.
离开了神。
When you depart from God.
当你不爱神。
When you no longer love God.
你跟神很远很远
You're very distant from God.
你就越来越不在乎真理。
You will care less and less about the truth.
没有什么关系嘛 OK 了他这样想 OK 了。
What does it matter if he wants to think it that way? It's okay.
你跟神越亲近
The more intimate and close you are with God.
你越在乎真理
The more you will care about the truth.
中马田
Martin, Dr. Lloyd Jones
有一次有一群传道人问他
One time there was a group of missionaries, preachers, they asked him
我们怎么能够帮助人更认识神呢？
How can we help others to know God more?
我们自己又怎么能够跟神更亲近呢？
How can we become closer to God ourselves?
他的回答是，
His reply was,
我们无法分割真理与神的自己。
We are not able to separate truth and God himself.
因为真理不是一些死的教条。
Because truth are not some dead doctrines.
耶稣说过，
Jesus has once said,
我是道路，
I'm the way,
真理，
the truth,
生命，
and the life.
这就是为什么，
This is why,
当我们离开了真理的时候，
when we leave and depart from the truth,
我们就离开了神，
then we would have departed from God.
我们就离开了基督，
then we have departed from Christ.
这不是一件小事。
This is not a small matter.
离开了福音的真理。
When you depart from the truth of the gospel,
更可怕的。
And the more horrible thing is,
是如果没有福音的真理。
If there is no truth of the gospel,
没有基督。
No Christ,
没有神。
There's no God,
人还有什么希望？
What hope do men have?
我们要感谢神。
We have to thank God.
那些研究原文的学者告诉我们，
The scholars who study research into the original text tells us,
去从别的福音。
When you follow other gospels,
那个去从这个字的时态，
The style of the tense of this to follow,
是正在改变中。
Is that is being changed during this time of change?
这表示加拉太的弟兄姐妹。
This is saying that the brothers and sisters of Galatia
还没有完全离开恩典的福音。
Have not totally departed from the grace of the gospel.
还有一点挽回的机会。
There is still a bit of opportunity for them to be turned around.
我记得我们刚来美国没有多久。
I remember when we first came to America.
我们女儿不到四岁。
Our daughter was younger than four.
有一天在外面玩。
And one day she was playing outside.
玩着玩着她就跑去要追一个东西。
And when she was playing, she realized that she wanted to chase something.
我已经忘记她追什么。
I still don't remember what she was chasing.
是个球吗？
Was it a ball?
还是别家的狗狗啊？
Or maybe there was a little dog from my neighbor. I don't remember totally.
但是我记得很清楚。
But I remember one thing very clearly.
他在追那个东西的时候，他完全没有看到旁边来车子。
When she was trying to chase this thing, she totally did not realize there were cars coming.
我在那个时候，
At that time,
紧张得不得了。
I was so nervous.
我用我最大的声音
I use my loudest voice
叫他站住
I said stand still
那个声音不像这么小
And that voice of course is not small like now
那个声音是很大很大
That was a very loud voice of course
他一听到那声音就吓住了
And when she heard that voice she was in shock
他就站在那里不动
She stood there and not moving
然后那个车子就从他前面过去
And that car just went right in front of her
我赶快冲过去
I rushed over
把她抱起来
I carried her
哎呀心里满心感谢神
In my heart I was so grateful to God
还好啊
Oh it's just fortunate
还有一点时间啊
There was still just a little bit of time
差一步就完了
One step away and it's finished
我做梦都没想到
I never dreamt that
这小丫头没有谢谢我
This little girl never thanked me
看着我就哭
She looked at me and she cried.
我说你哭什么？
And said, why are you crying?
你吓到我了。
She said, you frightened me.
保罗。
Paul.
他知道还有一点点机会。
She knew, he realized that there's still a bit of opportunity.
所以他要尽他最大的努力。
So therefore he wants to try his utmost effort.
要把福音讲清楚。
He wants to clarify and talk about the gospel.
要把这些弟兄姐妹救回来。
He wants to rescue these brothers and sisters.
去从别的教会，福音。
To follow other gospel.
我不知道有多少弟兄姊妹知道在希腊文里面、啊、别的这个字、啊
I don't know how many brothers and sisters realize that in the original word of Greek, the words other
其实有两个不同的希腊字
Actually, there are two different Greek words to it.
有一个叫做 the other of the same kind.
One is called the other of the same kind.
就是同样性质的另外一个
So it's the same nature, the other one of the same nature.
如果你知道在约翰福音十四章
And if you know that in Gospel John chapter 14,
当耶稣讲到圣灵的时候
When Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit,
他说父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师
And the Father will give you another a counselor.
那个另外
The other
就是有同样性质的另外
That means the same nature, but the other one of the same nature.
就说明圣灵跟基督是一样的。
It illustrates that the Holy Spirit and Christ are the same.
但是在这里
However, here,
这个另外
this other,
不是那个字
is not the same word,
是另外一个字
is another word.
是完全不同性质的东西
It's something of totally different nature.
这是为什么
This is why
到了第七节的时候
When you come to verse 7
保罗怕他们没注意他用了不同的字
Paul is worried that they did not notice that he used a different word.
他特别给他说清楚
Especially trying to clarify it for them.
那个另外的福音根本就不是福音
The other gospel is actually no gospel at all.
不是福音的福音
A gospel that is not a gospel
或者是传讲这个改过的福音的人
Or the person who's spreading this changed gospel
他们
They
要做两件事情
Want to do two things
第一件事
The first thing is
搅扰人
To disturb other people To confuse them
这个字
This word
英文有的时候翻作 trouble
English translation sometimes use it as trouble
有时候用是就是刚才你讲的那个字、disturb
disturb This, the other word is disturb
有的时候甚至于用这个、
sometimes they even use
小忘记了
confusion
没关系
is that right
基本上就是让人不平安
Basically, it's caused you into disturb no peace.
这个字
This word
在使徒行传十五章二十四节那里
In the Gospel, in Gospel Acts chapter 15, verse 24
就告诉我们怎么回事
It tells us what it is all about.
我们听说
We heard that
有几个人从我们这里出去
A few people who went out from us
用言语搅扰你们
using words to disturb you
祸乱你们的心
to confuse your heart disturb trouble your minds
说你们必须受割礼守摩西的律法
saying that you have to receive circumcision to obey the laws of Moses
其实我们没有吩咐他们
actually we did not instruct them
要记住
must remember
任何一个教导
any teaching
任何一个传道人
Any preacher
他如果让你怀疑基督的救赎
If they cause you to doubt the salvation of Christ
他让你一直在想
And it causes you continuously to think
我得救了没有
Have I been saved?
我得救了没有
Am I saved?
我真的得救了吗
Am I truly saved?
你要小心了
Then be careful
These kind of gospels, 这些的福音
These kind of gospels,
它的精髓在哪里
Where is its essence?
就是你有没有得救
That is, have you been saved?
不但是根据耶稣基督在十字架上为我们做了什么
Your salvation is really based on what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross.
Not only. 并且还要看你做了什么
Also, it also depends on what you have done.
如果你想到要根据你做了什么，
If you want to think about it depends on what you have done,
你永远没有平安。
You will never have peace.
因为你从来不知道你做得够不够。
Because you will never know whether you have done enough.
这样的福音，
This kind of gospel
根本就不是福音。
It's basically totally not a gospel at all.
恩典的福音，
The grace of the gospel
是给我们带来平安。
Is to bring us peace.
不是福音的福音，它第二个特点。
A gospel that is not a gospel, there is special, and then the second feature
是把福音更改了。
Is to change that gospel.
那这里更改这个字呢？
And the word changed
是讲到水变成酒的那种改变。
It's talking about the change from the wine into from water into wine.
是值得改变。
It's something that is worthy to be changed.
这样的改变，
This kind of change
就不再是福音。
That no longer is gospel.
恩典的福音，
Grace of the gospel
是告诉我们，
Is telling us
我们能够得救，
That the reason we are being saved
是因为耶稣基督为我们做了什么，
Is because of what Jesus Christ has done for us.
改过的福音，
Gospel that has been changed
说我们可以得救，
Saying that we can be changed,
是因为
we can be saved, is because of what we have done.
如果
If
你还需要再做什么，
You have to do something additional.
就表明耶稣基督所成就的救恩不完全。
It illustrates that the salvation grace that Jesus has accomplished is not perfect.
这个字，
and this word
不只是讲到值的改变，
is not only illustrate a direct change,
change of nature,
change.
它更讲到，
it also says
是一个逆转，
a reverse change,
就是把前面的放在后面，把后面的放在前面，
is to put the front in the, to the back and the back into the front.
你要知道，
you have to know,
这个改过的福音啊，
this gospel that has been changed,
它就是把恩典福音的次序颠倒。
It's actually reversed the sequence of the grace of the gospel.
你知道恩典福音有个次序的。
You know that the grace of the gospel has a sequence to it.
你如果看以弗所书二章八到第十节，
If you read the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10,
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is from the gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not by words, so that no one can boast.
我们原是他的工作。
For we are God's workmanship.
在基督耶稣里造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
为要叫我们行善，
to do good works,
就是神所预备叫我们行的，
which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以这里很清楚，
therefore it's very clearly here illustrated here. There is a sequence,
是因着神的恩典，
because it is because of the grace of God,
透过我们的信心，
through our faith,
我们就得救了，
then we are saved.
我们得救以后呢，
And after we're saved,
神在我们里面创造的工作，
and the work that God has created, His creation work in us,
就要叫我们去行善。
He calls us to do good works.
那他特别解释一下圣经里面的行善是什么意思。
And therefore, especially want to illustrate what God, what the Bible means when it says do good works.
圣经里面的行善的定义，
The definition of doing good works in the Bible is,
就是做神预备叫我们所行的事，
is to do the work that God has prepared for us to do.
不是福音的福音，
a gospel that is not the gospel,
就把这个完全颠倒过来，
has totally reversed this.
他要求你先做得够好，
it requested that you first do it well.
然后你就配得神的恩典。
Then you're worthy of the grace of God.
然后你可以得救。
Then you can be saved.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.